Yes, it has. 15 years, and I'm very pleased that we're finally, as you say, over the finish line. Well, it's handicapped accessible. It's larger. It has real library furniture. We do have more furniture to come. It's not going to come till Tuesday now. It was supposed to be here yesterday. Mm-hmm. So come back and check it out. We'll have some better seating arrangements and things like that. When I was interviewed 15 years ago, I was asked if I would undertake either an addition or a building program. So I feel like it's been 15 full years. We hired the building consultant in 2004 or five, so it's been quite a while.
And the key to getting this project, though, complete, I know you'd went to the taxpayers a few times. This time, though, you were able to utilize, I guess, some reserve funding. Yes. And some gifts to make this happen. Can you elaborate a little bit about that?
Yes, we had about $500,000 worth of reserves. We borrowed another $500,000 for alternative revenue bonds. I wrote a grant for the State Library for $125,000, and then I just was awarded another one from the Carver Trust for $60,000. We had a very generous memorial donation, and then again, General Grind has generously offered to do all the landscaping. So we had several funding sources, and all community-oriented. We've been very lucky. We've had a lot of memorials over the years, and that's where a lot of that reserve fund came from.